Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Ladies and gentlemen, today's Mike O'Mara Show is brought to you by our Amazon page. Please remember to shop Amazon, and when you do, go to MikeO'MaraShow.com/Amazon or click the Amazon link on our website. It's the best way to shop and the best way to support this program. Now, on with the show.
Available on demand every day in iTunes and the Google Play Store and around the world on MikeO'MaraShow.com. What more can we do for you? It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Remember what we were doing right before the show started, Rob?
What's that? Oh, the game, the name game.
We haven't played the name game in
a month of Sundays.
It's been too long. Too long.
It has been a long time. I don't know that we've done it on the since we've come to DC to the new studio.
I think we should do it right now.
Excellent.
Right.
I think we should do it right now because it's fun. And yes, I think you're pointing at the right man who will give us famous last name. Now, is it last names or first name? We've done it both ways, right?
I think he can give us any name because, you know, when we did Reed, you could actually use Reed as a first or last name.
And I won, though, with the last name. Donna Reed. I'm king of the Reeds. There's no particular order, but it's a... It's Mike, Rob, and Oscar playing the game here. And Pony, you give us a last name, and then we see how long we can go. And when you're out, you're out. That's the way it works. And then we crown the king of the last name. That's how it works.
Pony, kick it off.
Your last
name Pony?
Is...
Hi,
yes.
Pony. How are you? Pony, how's it going?
Pony's having a good day.
It's all right. He's confused.
Right. So your last name is Stewart.
Jimmy Stewart.
Gloria Stewart.
Rod Stewart.
Who's Gloria Stewart?
She played the old lady in Titanic.
Okay.
Counts. We'll give it to him.
So it's back to me with
Rod.
Oh,
you remember
Stewart.
The movie that won more Oscars than any before it? Oh, yeah, that obscure little movie?
Nope. Hey, did I give you any crap? I'm saying it was fine. Gloria Stewart
I'm giving
was
crap
the...
back to him. Nobody he says, knows oh, we'll that. Give it to him.
Stewart, it's on me. Oh, my
God. Don't lock up.
Oh, my God. No.
That's embarrassing.
I'm embarrassing.
Sorry. What about Stuart Little?
Or Stuart Granger?
No, that's a first name. No, you just... that. Default. You went immediately to Stewart first.
I thought we could do both.
You can do both, but when you start with a last, if you start,
no,
with
you
last
can't. They're
names,
not interchangeable.
It's not interchangeable because that ruins that the all integrity right. of the game.
I
that
still,
ruins
I
the
technically in- still won.
What's that? Name game. Shirley, banana, very good. All right, so it's last name and it's back to you, Rob.
Okay, so.
Stewart. Okay. It's back to you, Rob.
Bob Stewart, game show producer.
Who knows that?
Nope, doesn't count. Nope, behind the scenes
Bob
people.
Bob Stewart.
Support. Are you out?
Mm-mm-mm. I'm out.
Do I win by default?
You win by default, but it would be better if you had one more last name, okay. Stewart.
Yeah, you know what? It's a draw unless he comes up with one more.
James Stewart.
You said Jimmy Stewart.
We already had Jimmy Stewart.
Oh, damn it. That's all I know. I think you can say Stuart Little.
Can I ask one favor? Little favor? Do you think in the next round we can make it a little more tedious than that first round with all this discussion going on?
Well, it's been forever. We got to dust it off, Mike.
Got to dust it off.
Intern
right.
Matt Dodson, did you have another Stewart for us?
Isn't Patrick Stewart from Star Trek?
Oh, fantastic.
Yeah.
The intern wins.
Yeah, it must be nice to sit there and just think.
That's all I do.
There it was. God, do I have a fluorescent shirt on today? Yeah,
you really do. Right.
Tron 3.
Okay. Do you want to give it to the intern to give us a last name now?
Yeah, go ahead.
Do that?
Oh, geez. I'm blanking.
Don't lock up. That's your opportunity.
Don't lock up.
That's your opportunity. You were prepared.
You know what? Not an AU student, Mike.
Yeah.
He's Mason all over.
Back to Pony. We need a last name, Pony.
All right. Your last name is Roberts.
Ooh, yeah.
Oral Roberts.
Julia Roberts.
John Roberts.
Supreme Court Justice.
Yeah. Thank you.
Mr. Roberts.
Doris Roberts.
Oh, God. Oscar Robertson.
No.
No. Oh. I'm sorry. You're out. Back
I'm
to
out.
Me. Rob's got the look on his face that he's got like four.
He's got a pounce.
Oral Roberts Jr.
Is there a guy named Oral Roberts Jr.?
That man procreates.
Isn't there an Oral Roberts Jr.?
You see, if you had said yes, I would have given it to you. But when you reply with isn't there, I can't give it to you.
I'm out, guys.
Oh,
out.
No.
Sorry, Rob's got to come up with
Rob,
one.
Rob, who'd you have?
Okay, I have to come up with one. Isn't there?
You didn't have one.
I didn't
you
have
didn't
one.
You didn't have one.
I played you, though. Played you. Got you
I think you should interchange the names.
So you could use someone with the first name Robert?
No, yes. No, because that takes away from the integrity of the game, of the name game. If you can interchange first and last,
I stand corrected.
It doesn't make it fun.
All right.
Okay. Well, now we can play, if it's Pony's determination, if it's a first name, we can do a first name too.
You know what, I think that's fine. I think you can do either.
Do you want to give it back to the intern, Tad or whatever his name is?
His name is Matt.
Matt. Okay, Matt, do you have a name for us?
Jones.
Tom Jones.
Shirley Jones.
Indiana Jones.
Characters are fine. Spike Jones.
Ooh, that's a good one. Spike Jones, the director, because you met the musician, right?
Yes.
Okay, Spike Jones, the director.
That's so crap, Rob, that you use.
That's spelled J-O-N-Z-E.
Yeah, but it's still Jones.
It's still Jones.
It's an audible game. It's an oral game.
I'm going to go with... the Jones brothers.
That's Jonas.
Oh.
Are you out?
I'm out.
You out?
I'm the worst.
Cleopatra Jones.
Barnaby Jones.
Basketball Jones.
Ooh.
That's a song.
No, but it's still proper.
I guess it's a guy in the song, isn't it? Yeah. Damn it. Dean Jones.
Oh, God.
Dagger.
Yeah.
Come on, you can do it, Mike.
No, it's tough. It's tough early in the
morning.
It's
great exercise.
Rob is king of the Jones.
Yes!
Oh, I hate that.
Oh, God. Oscar doesn't want to win. He just wants me to lose.
I'm rooting for Mike.
Of course.
Not even myself.
Tired demeanor to this. Jesus Christ.
I feel great.
I know. You might feel great. Your demeanor is like...
I don't look that great.
You take a Valium before you came into the studio.
No, hey,
you know what he is?
Twirling his pencil, just doing his little thing.
He's relaxing, Jones.
Yes.
All right, Pony, let's do one more.
All right,
you know what? I'll let you guys do it. I will open it up to you, Zach, our intern.
Matt.
What is it?
Matt.
Matt. Matt, our intern. I can't see him. I don't remember his face.
Oh, go and show Mike your pretty
white
face.
Guy. Saul.
All right. Hey.
Worth it, wasn't it?
I didn't need that. All right. This is Pony, Matt.
Yeah.
Rob and Oscar and the first name, okay?
Here we go.
Yes, I will dispense the name. This should be over quickly. The name is, who goes first? Rob, would you like to go first?
I would.
The name is Marcus.
Serta.
Oh, Jamal Marcus.
It's a first name.
Are we going first name?
Yes.
Marcus Quimby, athlete.
Pony, on you.
That would be Marcus Jones.
No, that was in the last round.
Oh.
Is he out?
Is that not a proper Marcus?
I'm just making up names. I don't know anybody.
Fine effort, as usual. Okay, Matt. God.
I can't think of a single person named Marcus right now.
The weak links, Mike. Weak links.
Rob and Oscar right now.
Marcus Allen.
Ooh, nice pull.
Thank you.
Marcus Smith.
Marcus Aurelius, famous Roman.
Jamarcus Russell.
Not a Jamarcus.
Hey, Marcus.
Hey, nope. Loser.
There's a good one. I wish I was playing the game, Oscar, because you could get him. You could get him on this one. Oh, damn it.
No, I'm out, Mike. I'm out. I would have gone with
noted television personality and drunk driver, Marcus Allen.
It's the Michael Mara Show. You can listen to the Michael Mara Show at www.mikeomaraShow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's the Michael Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
Muhammad Ali, Muhammad Ali, Muhammad Ali. It's a nice musical name. Muhammad Ali. He's back at work again. He's being allowed to work once again, Muhammad Ali. He wasn't for a while, as you know. For about 3.5 years, they didn't let him work. Of course, he had an unusual job, beating people up. It's a strange calling, you know. But it's one you're entitled to. Government didn't see it that way. Government wanted him to change jobs. Government wanted him to kill people. He said, no, that's where I draw the line. I'll beat him up, but I don't want to kill him. And the government said, well, if you won't kill him, we won't let you beat him up. It was a spiteful move, you know, all because he didn't want to go to Vietnam. And now, of course, we're leaving Vietnam. We're leaving through Laos, Cambodia, and Thailand. It's the overland route. the long way out. You got to go through China and Russia to get out that way. What are we going to tell them, man?
We'll only be here 6 weeks just looking for the Ho Chi Minh Trail.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. Mike O'Mara, Rob Spiewak, Oscar Santana. And now, from his office chair, here's Mike.
Live from the Pfeiffer Room in the heart of our nation's capital, Washington, D.C., this is the Mike O'Mara Show. We are on the air and online everywhere. The Mike O'Mara Show is a daily radio and internet broadcast with the greatest listeners in the universe because they get it. And if you're here, you will too. I guarantee it. Our phone line's always open at 888-920-MORE. That's 888-920-6673. Tomorrow, don't forget, Wide Open Wednesday on the show.
Get ready.
It's when we take a
Wide Open
take
Wednesday.
A call or two.
You know what you do?
Put almost us in, every Wednesday.
Put us in your speed dial.
Yeah, please do. That's 888-920-6673. We haven't quite figured out that phone system yet. Welcome to the show. Our program today brought to you by Boll & Branch. Do they know the most important thing?
What's that?
I'm reading the copy that Rob wrote.
Yes.
That's how I know it's exciting. Do thee know the most important thing
well,
you can
it's,
do?
Well, it's what it is, Mike. It's Shakespearean.
Yeah,
do
know
thee
that.
Know?
Do thee know the most important thing that you can do to ensure a good day? It's getting a good night's sleep the night before. One company has set out to make that possible. Man, oh, man, is this quality stuff.
Yes.
Boll and Branch. Boll and Branch has reinvented sheets and bedding with the sole purpose of making your nights more comfortable than ever. Carl and I were having a discussion. About some sheets that she threw on the bed a short
yes.
time ago that were from a box store. And let's just say that quality was not job one.
Understood.
And it's amazing when sometimes you sleep on something that you actually, maybe it's an illusion, maybe it's real, but you feel as though in the middle of the night your entire body is being sanded.
Yes, I know the feeling.
Let me tell you about Boll & Branch. Their bedding is so soft, it'll be the new standard of comfort you will measure everything else by. You can only get their products at one place. It's BollAndBranch.com, where you're only paying for quality sheets, not department store overhead. Amazingly luxurious 100% organic cotton sheets for a couple of $100. The best. Just visit Boll, that's B-O-L-L, and Branch.com, and you can try them out risk-free. Even better, go to BollAndBranch.com today for 20% off your entire order. Sheets, towels, blankets, duvet covers, everything, plus free shipping. Just remember the promo code TMOS. Also, they have their fair trade certification, and they donate a portion of every sale to fight human trafficking. I think that's pretty cool.
Awesome.
They're good folks. Just remember, BollAndBranch.com and the promo code TMOS. That's B-O-L-L and Branch.com and T-M-O-S. Yeah. Sleepy June. Sleepy June.
I need to get some new sheets.
You need to get them.
Yeah, I need some cool sheets, Mike. Cool sheets.
Like sheets that alluded, are like ice cold?
Ice cold.
You alluded to it yesterday. That now, this, I believe, maybe falls under the heading of be careful what you wish for.
Oh, yes.
You were on a... this is Oscar's world. This is what I... This is and look, I think I remind everybody, and you guys remind me...
Okay.
...that sometimes, you know, there's so much going on that we get distracted.
Always.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oscar, over the last... It seems like it's been 15 years... has had so much going on that and before he even had so much going on, he had a lot going on. Okay?
It's one of my drivers. I found that out in my profile in business school, Mike.
That one of your drivers, you just have to have
400
irons in the fire?
I thrive on the building and developing of projects.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Yes.
Right. Yeah. And then once the build is over.
Yes.
F it.
Yeah,
but anyway.
Well, Mike, we've said this for years. Yeah. You know what he craves? He craves the struggle.
Yes.
He loves the struggle.
Let me give you a couple of things. Oscar, I've said this to Oscar many, many times. I value Oscar behind the scenes as much as I do on the show. I will say this. I believe Oscar, and you might correct me if I'm wrong, Rob.
All right.
But I don't think I'm wrong here. I think Oscar... has in with all this struggling and all this going on, has actually gotten better on our show, like with us. I think he's gotten more comfortable and he kind of fits in.
You know what? I think that he has become a better communicator, not just on the show, but also behind the scenes.
Well, it's those English courses, Mike.
Yeah, that's what it is. They're really sparkling. But the thing, Oscar
behind
and
the scenes,
I are very
I don't know.
Different.
I don't know what the hell he's doing. I don't know because he's in 50 different directions. He's closing on a house. He's getting his MBA. He's doing 350. He's doing his 11 podcasts. And sometimes I feel as though, where is he? Where's my guy? All right. On the show, he's been great.
Right.
Behind the scenes, I have no idea where he is. I don't know where he goes. I don't know how many classes he's taking, how much he's studying. But in the middle of all this, where he's doing 20 different podcasts and he's got six, different projects where he's working with rocket science and cleaning his
Mike, day. He has his cohorts. He hangs with his cohorts.
Yes.
But in the middle of all this, all of a sudden, out of nowhere, this house thing came up.
Yeah.
Where overnight, he went looking for a little house in Georgetown. He decides he's going to buy it. He's throwing together the cash at the last minute.
All these hinky
drug
deals.
Drug cartels and all these things.
International wires.
They take time. Getting international wires from his estranged father. The thing about it is it's going on and on and on. And finally, he gets what he wants. Through all of his distractions, all of a sudden, this house, for about a 3 to 4 week period,
yes,
was the most important thing in his life. He said, we have to have the inspector come on. We have to get the money from the banker. I have to talk to my father. I've got to do this. I've got to do that.
19
we need a
months,
letter. We need this.
After 19 months of listening to him saying, I have no time to do anything because I'm getting a master's degree and it's going to solve world problems.
Right.
Then it's, I think I'm going to buy a house.
Yes.
And it was so out of the blue.
Right. And so he went nuts over it.
He
and
did.
It was like it was his sole focus for about a month.
Yep.
And then here's the thing. I think he was so into the struggle for that house, he didn't realize that when he got it, he'd hate it.
Yeah.
And now
he's
in it.
Made a grave mistake.
Oh, no. Oh, my God. Are you really serious?
Well, there's no air conditioning.
Well, that's okay because it's only June in Washington, D.C. Mike, are you familiar with the real estate where we were built on a swamp? Literally built on a swamp.
It always cracks me up being a South Floridian when people in D.C. go, oh, Florida, man, it's hot down there in the summertime there. I said, yeah, as opposed to the climate of 60 degrees in Washington, D.C. No, it gets hot in D.C.
Does it feel hotter when your house is the width of an iPad?
Yeah. So you've done nothing since you really got the house, since you closed
on it. I haven't had the time. The only work that's been on there is my sister-in-law and my brother came into town and they helped Shannon paint the living room. And
they painted it with a watercolor brush. It took 10 minutes.
And the dining room, which are roughly 400 square feet, right? Both of them together. So I said,
wow.
Thanks to the we only needed one gallon of paint to paint that room.
And had plenty left over.
So it was small, but you didn't know until you got into it that it would be uncomfortable.
It's the AC situation is completely unbearable.
Why do you think they hard pressed you to buy it in the spring?
They
would never sell that house.
We have a window unit in the bedroom, so we primarily hang out in the bedroom.
Does the window unit, it's small, so I would assume the window unit cuts it. In the bedroom.
Yeah,
right?
It cuts it. If you shut the door, God forbid you leave the door open to the bedroom because all that cool air escapes.
Oh, if you did that, Mike, there would be a thunderstorm in the hallway because of the cold air meeting the hot air.
Can you pop a window unit into the main part of the house?
There aren't. The access to the main part of the house is really negligible because all we have is a broken skylight. That's all we have.
Oh, my God.
Now, you have windows up front or a window up front.
We have three windows up front. Not even four. Three.
Three, a nice odd number.
Yes. And we have...
Would you be
three windows in the back?
Would you be demonized in the neighborhood if you put a wall unit in the front of your
house? Didn't matter. We had to. No.
Okay.
And I'm sure every neighbor in the neighborhood hates us. They absolutely hate us because like
so you
these
did
rubes.
Put a you, you had put to. A wall unit.
We were dying. That's where our bedroom is. We were absolutely dying.
Oh, okay.
So
waiting for that letter. Waiting
so
for
the
it.
Wall, so the wall unit is in your. The only windows you have are in the front of the
house. Yes. Yes.
So that's you had to put it there.
Had
right?
to put it there because the only other two windows on the other side of the house and they're far away from our bedroom. There's no way it would cool our bedroom.
Okay. I know you're a problem solver. My question to you with the modern technology would I've done this because you guys remember I've done the whole window unit.
I remember.
And I know
in Maine
there are certain devices that kind of like you can run like a tube.
It's called Duckless.
Duckless, yeah. Yes. Like the thing that C.B. Lucas, they called me the other day, by the
way. Did they really?
It's time for your checkup. I said, no, it ain't. Don't live there no more.
Unless you're calling for my hip.
You got it. Exactly, yeah. Thank you.
Duckless we'll hip work.
So are you going to, can you solve this problem? I mean, it's going to be hot this summer, for Christ's sake.
I got to wait till my father gets in town, because at this point it is cost prohibitive, Mike.
Oh, your hands are tied.
So the old man gets in town on the 24th of this month. And as my mom said, maybe if you're nice to him, he'll help you solve this problem before the end of the summer.
It's a terrible thing to discuss, but I have to do this.
Okay.
Yes.
When your father comes down to your place,
yes.
This is what I would do. Is your father, are you able at all, because he's your dad, and maybe a little guilty that he's not around all the time.
Oh, that's how I got him to do the International Wire in the first place, Mike.
So you can play on his sympathy a little bit, right?
Well, I think the sweating's going to bother him, so he'll walk in. The funny part is this. So I'm at a crossroads simply because I'm finishing out school,
yes.
And the last payment out of my pocket for school has left my account as of this month, because we're wrapping up, right?
Right.
And I have a solid, I would say, 3 to 4 months before I could pay my father back for something
right.
like a ductless system. Ductless system's not that expensive in the big grand scheme of things. We're not talking about $20,000.
Have you investigated it?
I've gotten quotes, Mike.
Okay.
Quotes.
All right.
Yes.
All right. And
the main quote,
take
Mike,
the whole house.
The main quote says, "You're screwed."
No.
End quote.
Not the whole house, but I have a solution that maybe you guys could let me know what you think. Because
is it the thing on Facebook with the box of ice and the fan?
No. I think that we can make our chimney, and I haven't run this by anybody.
Chimney?
The chimney, Mike. You remember who was your favorite character in Pinocchio? Chimney Cricket.
Chimney.
Did we just start working with Dick Van Dyke?
I think we could make, because ideally we don't, there is a gas fireplace, but the gas doesn't work to the fireplace, so we're just going to remove that.
Did you know that?
Oh, absolutely. I didn't want a gas burning. The fireplace is negligible. It's not going to be anything we're going to use. We could use the fireplace as the duct for the cool air, so we don't even have to buy those $1,000 units to put on the wall. We could just blow the hot air down the cold air down the chimney and cut holes in the brick to blow the air out.
You walked through this house before you bought it, right?
I had an inspector. Remember, I had to meet him.
Yeah. Was the inspector, I hate to reference back to the time we spoke to Steve Marmelstein, was your house inspector wearing a clown nose? Because the whole notion of blowing cold air. Mike, this is a 4,000-year-old house. No, it's about 150 years old,
yes.
Right? You're blowing cold air through what used to be a practical fireplace. You're going to have soot on everything for the rest of your life.
We would push ducks down the chimney. And that's where the cold or hot air would come out of.
By the way, I have a tape of when Oscar left the closing at the title company when he was walking out. This was the realtors that sold him the house along with the people of the title company. Hold on, that's the wrong thing I was going to play.
That's when they were leaving.
This is it. That's what I was
Mike, if you don't laugh, you cry.
I know.
You don't laugh, you cry.
But the tears evaporate so quickly in that heat, though.
All right, last word for you. Hold on. Let me ask you this.
Yes.
Would you do it again?
I would do it again because I think within the year, the house would have appreciated more than what I purchased it for. So.
All right. So are you doing it kind of for an investment?
That's the only reason to do it, Mike. That's the only reason.
So you're going to maybe spruce it up a little bit and then put her on the market?
I would hope that would be the case. Yes.
Okay. All right.
Yes.
All right. Well, that's
in and out.
See, that makes sense to me. In and out.
In and out.
All I can picture, Mike, is like a Clockwork Orange. There's just going to be pipes going everywhere. This is cold water. This is hot water. This is cold air. It's going up the chimney.
Shannon says, it's not that bad. I said, you just want to stay here for the rest of our lives. No, it's horrible. We got to build it out. We got to make it look presentable, and we got to get out.
You think a few steps down the line. Where do you think you'd want to live after this? Would you want to go to the burbs?
Oh, no. Scottsdale, Arizona, Mike. Scottsdale, Arizona, where your dollar goes further and they actually care about you.
Scottsdale, Arizona. Yeah.
So when are you targeting getting rid of the house?
Be a nice little triangle, wouldn't it? We would cover kind of a big chunk of the
United
States.
The only reason why I wouldn't leave is if technology prohibited us.
I see.
And at this moment, it's prohibiting us, so I'm not going anywhere.
I know. But you know what? I hope that you at least can make the house, because you're going to be in there a while.
Yes.
I hope you can.
I can't make it into a bed and breakfast for at least 2 years per my contract.
Wow.
They have it. When you close, they're like, this states you won't make it into a bed and breakfast for at least 2 years. I said, what room is there for a bed and breakfast?
Welcome to the Santana Bed and Breakfast. Well, hello, Mr. and Mrs. Smith. Your futon is located right next to the dishwasher, and in the morning, we will welcome you for your breakfast of a cornflake. Thank you very much.
Enjoy your courtesy, Mike, to everyone staying in the Santana Bed and Breakfast. Please eat your bagel vertically.
Absolutely. Yes, we're going to cut them in thirds.
Mike, I'll give you a little more perspective. We have a 46-inch television. We don't know where to hang it, because all the viewing angles are too close.
Hey, you know what you can do?
Too close.
You put it in the
for
chimney.
46-inch television.
Everything looks like IMAX.
Yeah.
And there's no way you could expand ever, right?
We can go back.
You can go back.
But, I mean, who has the money for that right now? Let's be honest.
Yeah, you just cleaned the patio.
Let me recover from business school.
You know those brownstones that they live in Boston? You know those things, right? And everybody gets like a different floor you get party. A family member who will go nameless that I went up to visit actually bought the one next door, the one on top of them.
Oh,
so they now like have a five story home.
That's like a Bob Hope move. Yes.
He just kept buying all the houses on his block till he owned the whole block.
Oh man,
Kathy Hope.
It was.
Hey, I want to tell you.
No, it's not Kathy Hope. No, it's not.
Kathy's daughter Hope.
He knows. He's been up there. He knows what I'm talking about. Man, went up to the top and got a view of the whole
thing. Oh, man.
And I was just, I was really trying to be polite.
Yeah.
Where here I am at 57 years old, 56, soon to be 57, and just filled with incredible jealousy. Seriously, sweetheart, great to my family, treats my family great. Wanted to push him off the roof. Okay, you little hump. There you go. Happy for the view. Nice view. Yes, sir.
Mike, you always have our misery.
That's right.
I know. That's true. That's good. Well, that was fascinating. One of the things I'm doing, I'm coming to visit. When I come into town, I want to see your domicile at least once before you sell it.
Mike, I really drive by it every day and I look at it. That's plenty.
Yeah, you like that shutter leaning off?
That's how I spot it.
Have you been inside yet?
Oh, no.
Can you do me a favor in the next couple of weeks? Can you just duck your head inside, Rob? I'd like your assessment.
I'll put on the hazard lights and I'll just.
Yeah, I mean, you really could. You can go today if you'd like.
No, I don't want to. Not today. Okay. Let's wait for some cooler weather.
All right, we're gonna take a break, and when we come back, I will tell you all about Tropical Storm Colin and a tornado. Yes, sir.
Oh, no.
Yeah. Welcome to sunny South Florida.
It's wow.
A lot of fun down here. Yeah. Yeah. How about that? How about that, Mr. Small Room? I'm life and death, okay? We'll take a break. Come back with more fun and more thrills right here.
Hello. This is Matt Bloom.
Yes.
You know, Pony Boy. We wanted to bring some sizzle to the Thursday mailbag. So they brought me in, Mr. Excitement, to really get you guys riled up. If you want to get in on the red hot action, just send an email to rob@mikeomarashow.com. That's Rob with two B's. Or if you like mail, P.O. Box 2796, Leesburg, Virginia 20177. I hate mail. It's too slow. I crave action.
Yep.
So if you have a question or comment, send it along. And now, time for a nap.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, everybody. Hey, you know, we were just talking about Oscar and home projects.
Yeah.
And, you know, I got a few things that, you know, believe it or not, the domicile I'm in is getting a little threadbare. And I got things that I'm always thinking about doing. But the truth is, sometimes folks like you or me need a little extra dough. And it's really not easy to go to a traditional bank and do it. I'll tell you who takes care of these things. Avant. Yep. A-V-A-N-T. Finally, there's a company that gets it. Sometimes you just need a little extra money, maybe for a car or a home repair, but you don't have it. Avant to the rescue. They provide access to unsecured personal loans from $1,000 to $35,000 without ever setting foot in a branch. You simply go to avantoffer.com and check your competitive rate. Checking your rate is risk-free with no effect on your FICO score. Complete your application in literally minutes, and the funds could be in your account as soon as tomorrow. See how easy and convenient borrowing is through AvantOffer.com. Avant will give you a $50 Amazon gift card after you make your first payment on time. For this offer and to check your rate risk-free, go to AvantOffer.com and enter the promo code TMOS. That's AVANTOffer.com. Promo code TMOS, AvantOffer.com, and TMOS. Loans made by WebBank. Funds are generally deposited by ACH for delivery next business day, but approved by 4:30 p.m. Central Time, Monday through Friday. FICO is a registered trademark of Fair Isaac Corporation. Amazon is not a sponsor of this promotion. Other restrictions apply. See website for details. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, everybody. Yeah, so you're seeing it on the news today because it is a national story that we had a tropical depression in the Western Caribbean that turned into a tropical storm. And I will say that about after the show, shortly after the show yesterday, noon, 1 o'clock in the afternoon, I'm saying, dodged a bullet. I really said, hey, I'm
you
watching.
You said that to us right after the show, as a matter of fact.
Yeah, I thought we did. I thought we did. That, you know, I realized that with these big storms, whether they're a tropical storm or a hurricane, they got kind of a circulation thing going on. And I didn't realize that the brunt of what we were going to get was going to roll into town about 3 or 4 o'clock in the afternoon. And I went to my little guy who's got allergies. He's at the allergist today, and he has an allergy, they believe, to amoxicillin, which hived him up a little bit. And he's been going through these tests. I can't stand it. So he's at the doctor today. And here's the Civil War way that my wife explained to me. They're testing him for it. They're going to give him a little of the antibiotic and then observe him for 4 hours. I said, well, that's great. That's great. If he stops breathing, then they'll know that he's got an allergy. No, it's not nearly that severe. But it is to me.
Oh, it's
kind
horrible.
Of a,
and they really haven't advanced with it. They used to do what is called, this might be what is called a scratch test, where they actually do that in
they
there.
They did that. They did that. And so they don't think this allergist... I don't really think there's a problem. No, it's a, I think
did he go to the University of Rangoon?
Welcome, beg your pardon. Yeah. The boy is fine. Give him all the peanuts he can eat. So give a peanut butter sandwich and you know, just, go ahead and take him to the ballgame. Take him to the circus. All right, let him hang around the Elvis.
The circus.
He'll be fine. He'll be absolutely fine. The boy will have no problem whatsoever. So I got to run out yesterday. I'm going to say 3:30 in the afternoon. And I was going out to get his little antibiotic at the drugstore. This is a 7-minute drive to and from, 14 minutes total. I get back on the main drag down here, and a friend of mine down here said, in South Florida, when it rains angry. And believe me, the storms we get down here, he's absolutely right. It's when it comes down, I have never in all of my years in Washington, D.C., experienced anything. It was a minute and a half, but I have never, ever, ever been in rain like it was. It was ridiculous.
Where were you when it broke?
This drive is tops 5 minutes. I get on the main drag, which is 41.
Yeah.
This rain was coming down so hard, I took a left early. Just to get off the highway because I thought I was going to be rear-ended. It was it was like nothing I'd ever seen. I've been on highways traveling at about 45 miles an hour, and the speed and the rain come in. This was just I've never seen anything. It was like buckets wouldn't do it justice.
How
it
do people
insane.
Handle it down there? I mean, because you know when it snows in D.C., it's the only thing I can compare it to.
No, rain in D.C., you know how it freaks people out, right?
Right.
And it slows traffic down to a crawl.
Do people stop?
People, they stop. In this rain, they did, but like the regular rain, sheets of rain coming down, they roll. It's steady traffic. They don't get fazed by it. I'm very, very happy. I finally get home, and it's over the intense stuff as soon as it began, and then I'm standing there. I said, got the stuff for the little guy's test tomorrow. We should be all set to go, and then my phone goes, and I'm I'm like, what the? And I said this right. Unfortunately, he heard daddy with a bad word.
Yes.
I said, what the F is that? And I looked down at my phone. Tornado watch, literally in my neighborhood.
Oh,
literally,
man.
On top of it.
That's bad.
When I check in on Facebook and you see that little San Carlos thing,
mm-hmm.
right? You say, that's the tornado watch. Unfortunately, I turn on the TV and it's not pixelated. I'm actually getting a signal.
Okay.
And the one station is on and they're talking about some murder. And I'm like, what are they doing? They're cheating us. they cheated us again. It's ridiculous. I turn it over to the other station and there it is. There's the box where you could put my house centered in the middle of this box. And they're saying that they saw a
funnel.
A funnel cloud. Ooh. In Lover's Key State Park. That's a little reference to the people down in South Florida. Isn't that a beautiful name for a state park? Yeah, doesn't that sound like you want to
and
just
a good
go
relatable, Mike.
And make love, yes, Lover's Key.
Come and have sex and see
yes.
the funnel cloud.
Go to a national park and like have sex.
That rest key. Stop from yes. Something About Mary.
That's yes. the one.
Tell you ain't making babies unless you're making babies on the beach. But anyway, so, and then later I saw someone actually, later on that evening, someone had a picture on Facebook of the funnel cloud right down there. So this is, but this is 13 minutes away from where I am.
They move got fast.
Now, they move so, so fast. And I had 2 minutes earlier gotten home with the antibiotic right before the alarm went off. I took the little guy out to watch the heavy rain because I'm trying to desensitize him to thunderstorms
right. mm-hmm.
because they're every day here. Every single day we get
Do
them.
Do they normally flip
loud.
Him out?
He doesn't get totally flipped out. He can sleep through them.
Okay.
But he's a little scared. And
they
I'm
can be really,
about,
I mean, when they're
well,
really
they're house
loud.
Rattling.
Yeah, yeah
they're,
of course.
They're completely house rattling. And there we were. And it was, the I thought, being an amateur meteorologist, that as soon as they got the warning and I turned the TV on and it looked like it was through us and it was going up north. And, you know, and now I guess we got just, you know, kissed by the thing and the brunt of it. How's your partner in crime, Katie Von Herman,
she
doing
actually,
in Georgia?
We did Cake and Cookies last night. Drops today. Check it out. It's a good one. But
was it a soggy Cake and Cookies?
It was.
Yeah, was she underwater?
It was raining hard through the whole thing to a point where we were having to reset Skype a couple times.
Because,
you know, it was. But she never got tornadic activity. But
right.
they got sheets of rain all day. Mm-hmm. Now, question for you. Whenever
it makes you realize we're just nothing but a bunch of fruit flies down here.
Oh,
I mean,
no.
Seriously.
Oh,
no,
yeah.
We exist at the leisure of nature.
We do.
Yeah.
We do. Man, when you experience it, even on a small level, when I'm listening to watch these tornadoes and the rain coming down, I'm like, you know what? You can sit there, slay the dragon, you know, put money in your 401k, get yourself, you know, an Uber when you're drinking and driving. You know, the thing is, you can do everything you want. When it comes right down to it, Mother Nature could smite you, you like an ant whenever it wants to. That's the bottom line
yeah.
with all this stuff.
Whenever there is a warning or a watch for tornadoes, it looks outside. The weather looks yellow. The sky gets like a
yep.
yellowish tinge. Did you see that yesterday?
Are you getting anything? Will you be getting anything of it with our friends down in Ocean City?
No, it's headed out to sea. According
yeah.
to Tucker Barnes
not
this
yet.
Morning, it's all headed out to sea.
So
I don't
none
think
of our
we,
listeners to 97.1 The Wave will be expecting anything?
Unless it banks left, we might be in the clear.
Yeah, I think
all
we're
right.
going to
yeah.
be okay.
Well, it was just realize, and this is a tropical storm, it's been a while, but I'm very much aware. You realize that
you haven't
I've
been down there
time.
For storm season, and
well,
how
I'm
long?
Willing. I'm willing something's going to happen. This is my fatalistic approach to life.
What?
I am telling Carla that. Do you know when we're going to get a hurricane? I know it's going to happen.
I know, July 7th.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yep.
When I'm in.
Oh
when,
no!
It's going to be landfall. It's going to be landfall the moment he makes the first incision. That's
that will actually
be,
call up the hurricane.
It's going to be like deep, deep. Beep.
Would that be the Beep. Safest place to be, though? Because they have backup power. You've got
yeah, the hospital's
commercial construction.
All
you've
I
got
know,
a structure that probably won't be ripped apart.
I think I'm going to be okay.
Yeah.
I think I'm going to be fine. But just trust me, that's going to happen. And I'm going to call you guys and go, how is the procedure? I'll talk to you the following Monday. And I'll say, well, I'll be honest with you. I think it's good. And I'll be doing my recovery at a Holiday Inn Express, guys, because I no longer have a roof. That's what
Mike,
I...
Remember, the tornadoes down there are skinny because they're in such great shape.
Yeah,
not like the Midwest ones.
But they're old. They're skinny
yeah,
and old.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Mike, what you should do, I think the tornado will probably hit on July 8th, and you will have to address it as Lionel Barrymore did in the Key Largo. You'll be in a wheelchair. And you'll say,
now, there you go. Okay, see.
But
and that,
but
I
Mr.
Mean,
Potter,
you,
that would
be
you.
Old, I might be the only one. Key Largo. Jesus Christ, I can accept It's a Wonderful Life, which everybody watches at Christmas time. What is that movie you're
Key Largo is a Humphrey Bogart movie, but in it, they go through a Florida hurricane. They're in Key Largo, and Lionel Barrymore's in a wheelchair. He gets roughed up. Shove me up. It's another one of his great wheelchair performances because he was crippled.
So what year, just for the younger listeners of our audience, what year would that movie be?
I think 1945, but a classic. You'd love it.
What about, great about for your Twister?
Twister also great. Cow.
Can you maybe get in? I'm not even going to ask for the 50s.
Okay.
How about not the 60s either. How about the 70s? Can you just start at the 70s?
It's
when
hard
you're
because by then,
Effing Barrymore. There's no one in our audience anymore that's alive that remembers Lionel Barrymore.
But that's my best Florida hurricane movie, Mike. I'm sorry.
You can't reference anything more recently. Oscar, seriously, you're killing me here.
Okay, well, no. I think that if you were to look at a clip on YouTube, and I encourage other people to do so, you'll enjoy the notion of you in a wheelchair recovering.
Can I tell you what I watched last night?
Yes.
You're going to like this.
Okay.
You're going to like this. And can I tell you that I was sitting on the couch?
Yeah.
Because I have no friends down here, and Mrs. O'Mara had gone to sleep.
Yes.
And the Pittsburgh Penguins were winning again, so I turned that off because that was depressing me. And I turned on the movie channel that had The Music Man on it with Robert Preston. And I started crying.
Why did you go into crisis mode for The
Music
Man?
When I watch any kind of musical, I think of my mama.
Aww.
And I was sitting there. So he's sitting there, and there's a romantic song that he sings to Shirley Jones.
There are birds on a hill, but I never saw them singing.
I had two thoughts. I thought of you.
Thank you.
And then I thought of my dear mama. And if anyone had walked into this, I don't know what time this is. This is maybe 10 o'clock. I'm not sure. Don't ask me what the time was. And if anybody had walked in, you would have seen him singing that song to Shirley Jones.
Yes.
And, right before Ron Howard and Buddy Hackett come running around and going, they're after you. And I was sitting on my couch just going, that's what a mess I am. Somebody say, you're dealing with grief? Okay, I'm dealing with grief. I know I'm dealing with grief down here, and sometimes I act like that. And that's, okay, don't do this.
Did you post on Facebook?
No, I don't think, I didn't post on Facebook. That's only on the weekends when I'm drinking.
Oh, God.
This is beautiful.
You know, the Beatles covered this, too.
I've never seen this musical.
It's The Music Man.
It's excellent. Oh, God, Robert Preston is so good in the movie.
76 trombones.
Mm-hmm.
What is that? Sounds gorgeous.
This is from there. Oh, this is an instrumental of 76 trombones.
All right.
I meant to play this one.
Please, folks, may I have your attention, please? Attention, please.
What a great movie.
I can deal with the troubled friends with a wave of my hand, this very hand.
I'm going to watch it again today. I'm going to watch it from start to finish.
He goes through lyrics like nobody. He is so precise.
So I was thinking about you, and then it kind of morphed into thinking about my dear sweet mom, and she loved the musicals, and then it was just me sitting on the couch by my... You would not have seen a more pathetic figure than yours truly, just sitting there by himself in a darkened room, watching The Music Man. It was sad.
You should have called. I would have watched it with you.
Yeah, I know. It's not going to happen.
I think it's important that
he hates being on the phone.
But
with
your
me.
Emotions, mm-hmm. I mean, they have to go somewhere,
yes,
right?
Yes. And I should have called this guy.
Which guy?
Picture. I should have got the guy on the cover of
your pamphlet.
My hip book.
Actually, pamphlets have really, really come a long way. We were thinking of a trifold. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we were thinking of a light blue trifold with dark blue ink that you can... Yeah. Well, they can't read most of the people that get them.
It's a book. This thing is a book.
Yeah.
I'm going to take you, when we come back, I will take you through my old man exercises. Because that's what I'm doing here. Every single day for your entertainment, I let you boys just mock away because you're going
to
mock me.
Well, we like
this.
To learn as well, Mike.
Yes, sir. I'm not far behind you.
By the way, when I give you these exercises, anyone can try them at home. But we'll take a break and come back on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Bones caught the morning sun with 110 cornets right behind. There were more than 1,000 reeds springing up like weeds. There were horns of every shape and kind.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. Hey, not too late to get Dad something great for Father's Day this year. Get him something to brag about at touchofmodern.com. Yeah. Trust me. He doesn't want a world's best dad mug, and you don't want to break the bank with anything over the top expensive. Touch of Modern has tons of great gifts for dad, stuff you will not find anywhere else. Hey, if you want to do it, just buy something for yourself, too.
Yeah.
Every visit to Touch of Modern is like being a kid in a candy store. Touch of Modern is always changing. Each item on the site is hand-selected to grab your attention. Amazing gadgets, home brewing kits, new and vintage watches, tactical gear. I love that. It's my favorite category.
Yes.
Tactical gear. That's right. What's the neighbor doing? Well, he's doing a full assault on his next-door neighbor.
He's doing a belly crawl. That's right.
That's great. Look at that. Well, you see, he's dressed like a SWAT team member. Rugged tools. They got everything at touchofmodern.com. Loads of new sales literally launching every day. Touch of Modern is the one website to discover and elevate anyone's lifestyle with a single click. Right now, our listeners can get great deals just in time for Father's Day when they sign up at touchofmodern.com. That's touchofmodern.com. Do it today, because tomorrow it'll be different. That's how they roll in the fast lane at touchofmodern.com. All right. I've been meaning to share this with you boys. For those of you that have just tuned in, I will tell you that I'm old.
What?
I'm old, ladies and gentlemen. And because I am old, I am getting a brand new hip. Now, this particular procedure can be done probably, you know, some people have had it done in their 30s. Some people have had it done in their 40s. Most people
usually
get it
NFL
done,
players.
Yeah. It's usually done later in life. Much
well, Mike
later.
Played
Thanks
hockey.
For that. I don't think that's it. I think this is.
I don't know, Mike. You hit the ice pretty hard. Gathering speed. You know, you put stress on places where most people don't, and you're paying for it now.
Well, I think if I'm going to be completely open
Please.
About this particular subject, I will tell you what I believe is probably the primary cause of this this dilemma.
What's that?
Obesity.
What's I thought I heard something.
Obesity.
I think it's a connectivity issue.
Obesity.
Yeah. It's being big and putting stress on my. But I also have a genetic family history of osteoarthritis, and I have in my hand the pre-op exercises. I will share this with you right now. It is important to be as fit as possible before undergoing a total hip replacement. Got it covered completely.
But, you know, as possible, Mike, it really is sort of open, loosey-goosey, open to interpretation.
And you've lost almost 50 pounds.
Yes, I have.
I have. We have, it says here, by the way, that last, you know, putting that flag up on the Fat Man Mountain, it's been a struggle the last 2 weeks. We've had a couple of moments. Mrs. O'Mara, just as guilty as I am. Just as guilty I am.
No transference here.
Carla's, you know, Carla has moments where of weakness when it comes to food, and
she's gaining weight too.
No, she just has. Because
she looks good.
She has bad eating.
Great.
She looks phenomenal.
Yeah,
like she's never looked. I mean, she's stunning, and she's always stunning. But she's really been working hard. But she will have moments where I will always come along. There's never been a moment where Carla wants to go bad as far as eating, and I'm like, I'm right behind you. I mean, I
what does she go to? Does she go to like salty snacks? Does she go to sweet? What does
she eat? Will eat bad food. Say she gets a hamburger,
right?
She will eat a hamburger, and then in her mind, once that's done, she realizes she's
done.
She's
going to work out the next day twice as hard, and she'll be
good
to go.
So in her mind, she knows it's the next day.
Yeah.
So the day
is shot.
As far as the day is shot. So she'll go. She'll do stuff that's just like, I'm like, oh my God, you just ate that ice cream and now you're eating salt and vinegar potato.
Whoa.
What is wrong with you? I, on the other hand, will, you know, mainline food with a horrible meal, whether it be a burger or something like that. And I want to go to sleep. I mean, that's it, right? I mean, but I go along with her.
If you stayed awake, you might want to eat more.
Well, let me get to the pre-op exercises.
Yes.
It's important to be.
Can we see the cover one more time? Because I think we need to describe
it
the
is
cover.
It is a stunning couple.
It's beautiful. What
yeah,
you've got are. There is you look like a. It looks like Mr. and Mrs. Jerry Van Dyke. Have gone out for a walk, and they're hip and happening.
Yeah,
they're wearing jeans.
And now they're both mobile.
That's right. And I think they still make love.
Oh, welcome I hope so.
Welcome to Cocoonville.
And the man is pointing to Mike's house, saying, he's the next one.
Mm-hmm. Who's that? Is that a workman walking into that house? He doesn't look like...
You know, his granddaughter's
been like
staying
he's
with
from
him
around
forever.
Here. Oh, yeah,
that's the man who lives with his granddaughter. And her son.
You want
his great-grandson.
You want to go out to dinner tonight? How about Italian? Where are you from? I'm from Indiana.
Sorry.
Oh.
All right.
Do you ever claim an ass is when people ask you where you're from?
No, I just try to. I just try to fit in. I just try to assimilate. D.C. That's what I do. I just try to assimilate down here and just you know.
So what's the main exercise here outside of the squats?
Yeah. All right, here
mini
we go.
Squats.
Mini squats.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay, hold on just a second. Home exercises are essential for a complete recovery from your surgery. Range of motion and flexibility exercises are important to improve your motion. Strengthening exercises restore you to full strength. Continue your pre-op exercises. So I got them right here.
Now, did they tell them to you? Did they show them to you? Or did they just hand you the pamphlet and shove you out the door?
They handed me the book.
And is the idea to build the muscles around your hips as strong as possible in order to help your recovery where you're not actually stressing those other muscles so much because you're depending on them?
Sure.
Okay.
So anyway,
I think it's just to keep him busy.
Got it.
Yeah. Continue. All right. Your therapist will mark which additional exercises you should be doing. I'll be meeting with the therapist probably right around the time of my 105th birthday.
Will the therapist be at your hip school?
No, I don't believe so.
Not at the class?
Mm. No. You will do some exercises in the first 2 weeks, others during weeks 2 through 4, others during weeks 4 through 6 and beyond. This seems like a lot of work.
Yes,
well, it does seem like a lot of work.
Yeah.
This is going to be a year of work. This is going to be a year of work. And I'll tell you something.
I don't like
by the time by the time we are on stage, by the time we are on stage at the DC Improv, I'm gonna be jumping around. I'm gonna be a whole new person.
Running
that's
man.
That. Either that that's or it's it. Going to be like when they reveal Mr. Lincoln at Disney World and you're already seated and we just raise a curtain.
Yeah, I'll be like how Don Rickles comes out on a stage.
Or
yeah.
Jerry. You know.
Yeah. That's it.
Don't be like, Jerry, Mike. That's the motto.
Oscar Santana. Like applause, applause, applause. Rob Spiewak. Applause, applause, applause. Rob walks down the stage. And like in a dark corner, Mike O'Mara.
Light. Spotlight.
And it's just like, turn it on. Chink. There's the follow spot.
What we'll do, actually, we can rebuild
and
the
And I'll be
show.
Sitting in a chair, Rob, looking like this. I'll be like.
I'm a fighter.
Balled up fist.
I'm Mike, a fighter. We can retool the show. We can have Dude Walker say, and now. Great moments with Mr. O'Mara. And the curtain comes up. And, hello. Welcome to the improv.
Thank you. Thank you. I'm still fighting. I'm still fighting. Winning the battle.
And lots of leading questions from Oscar and me. That Mike, how are you feeling? Feeling good.
Feeling strong. By the way, how incredibly almost historic for this show will this be if, things don't go well? Anyway, let me just read these, all right? You will do some exercises.
That was kind of dark, Mike.
It is dark. Welcome to my world. Why do you think I'm sitting there watching the Music Man, you know, and just going, you know? I'm in a funk. I'm down here. You know, literally, you know what it's like when you walk outside here? Okay, you want to talk about heat in D.C.?
Yeah.
Let me open the door here, okay? You open the door here, and you can probably cook a pizza in it. It's ridiculous.
Remember those days you were gloating to us about how great the weather was down there?
Not gloating anymore, okay? No. Water spout. All right, here, hold on. So, all right, these exercising should take approximately 20 minutes and should be done 4 times daily.
80 minutes a day.
Maintain normal breathing throughout the exercise. I will give you an example of my normal breathing. This is my normal breathing.
That's outdoors. Indoors, much better.
Sure.
If you are recovering quickly, it is recommended that you supplement these exercises with others that your therapist recommends. I have been told by multiple people in my own family, and I will say this. I have rehabbed other parts of my body, my knee, my shoulder. This is no mess around time. They say this will be a difficult procedure or a literal waltz in the park if you do exactly what they say to do.
Okay.
So I'm following these to the letter would be overstating it, but I'm trying to follow these as best I can. There's one exercise in here that kills me. That I don't like to do.
The butt clenching?
No. Did you read ahead?
No, you told us about some details.
All right, here's number one. Long arc quads. Do you know what they are?
Oh, I know what arc is.
Arcing.
Yeah. Pony. It's a family show.
Yeah, easy, Pony. Really.
Is that dirty? Is that like
he's trying to be dirty.
It's a category.
Dirty.
Mm-hmm. Can you text me? Can you? Oh, I don't have.
Oh, you don't even. It's, yeah, it's you not really even. It's not even know. Something. That I tell you what, disgusting.
It's not something I. It's no, that disgusting. No,
no. I tell you what. Why don't Pony call you tonight while you're watching The Music Man?
Yeah, he's gonna call you and let you know
at 9:30 tonight.
It'll have to be video.
Pony, just give me what the term is, if we can say it on the show.
Oh, I don't think he can.
We
say
can't.
It. He can't. He can't.
We really,
really?
Can't.
Yeah, really... But does it have the word arc in it?
Yeah, it's gross. It's really gross. You'll be disappointed. You won't even.
I really don't know. I really. I fancy myself as somebody that's
no. You're a better person for not knowing.
Okay, that's a.
Oh. Yes.
What was that? What was that little pantomime you were doing, Pony?
Here we go, and arcing across the room.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Is that?
It's kind of like in a Silence of the Lambs.
All over his neighbors, okay. Mike. All over his neighbors.
That's right. Hey,
all over the Hansons.
What did Mig say to you? What did Mig say to you, Dr. Lecter? Dr. Lecter,
why is those, did the computer scientist say anything about a butterfly?
Those Monday night supper clubs.
What did he throw?
Long arc quad. Sit with back against chair. Straighten knee. Piece of cake.
Okay,
no problem
nothing.
Number two, standing heel raises. Oh, ooh. Wait, I'm sorry. I'm in the wrong place. That's
mentally?
No, I'm in the wrong. That's post surgery. That's post surgery.
Oh, so we got to get to the prep.
Yeah, give us the prep.
Okay, number one, move ankle up and down.
Hello. Don't think I can't. I've fallen and I
that'll strengthen your calves.
Yeah. Repeat 20 times, 4 times a day. No problem.
Hey, doctor, no this problem. Is Mike O'Mara. How much do I have to move the ankle for it to count?
Move your ankle. There's a picture, too. There's
oh, that's
picture.
Good. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. That ankle.
Oh, those pictures haven't gotten better.
No. There we go. There
oh, is. My God.
Why is an 8-year-old boy getting a hip replacement?
I know. That's what I thought, too. Number two, quad sets. Knee pushdowns. Lie on back, press knee into mat, tightening muscles on front of thigh. It's basically doing a kind of a quad exercise.
Do we need to send Matt think? Down to visit you for
yeah.
that one?
It's like that.
Oh, a mat on the floor.
Nice.
Yeah. Right, there it is.
Looking
Carla's,
good.
Carla's highlight.
I was like, who highlighted those?
Carla did.
Was she a good student?
She kind, huh?
Was she a good student to go through and highlight and underline?
In school?
Yes.
Nope. Anyway, let me see. Number three. Thanks for asking, though. Gluteal sets.
Oh, that's butt stuff.
Yes, bottom
yeah,
squeezes.
Yeah, it is.
Arc your bottom. No, I'm sorry.
Dirty.
Squeeze bottom together. Do not hold breath.
Do not eat pizza.
Repeat 20 times, 4 times a day. All these are repeating 20 times, 4 times a day.
How many times have you done them so far?
This would be, this morning would be my third.
Third day.
It would be my fifth.
Do you do
I did four. I did four yesterday, and I did one already.
Would you do like
do another one after the show?
8 o'clock, noon, 4, and like 7?
No, I do 2 o'clock in the morning.
Yes, when the boy wakes you up.
10 p.m., 10:05 p.m., and then rotating between 6, 12, and 4.
Just as long as you get in the work, Mike.
Just got to get them in. No, nothing spelled out here. That's the way it goes. Gluteal sets, hip abduction. Hip abduction is when you lie on the back and you splay your legs out.
Do you do them on your own? Because I think I'd be embarrassed to do them in front of anyone I love and care about.
I haven't done them in front of... I did one set in front of Carla.
Yeah.
And I looked up, and she was doing her own thing. She was, like, running around the house cleaning up. And then she came in, and she goes, how's it going? And I said, fine. And I was kind of focusing, and I looked up, and this was the look. I'll show you the look on the camera, which Carla's like...
I'm with you. I don't like to even stretch out too much in front of Shannon before I go to soccer, which I haven't been in months, but when I used to, I do it on my own because it really highlights the age factor.
Yeah, it's a personal thing.
Really.
Well, here it is. That and a lot of these, as we move into the heel slides, lie on couch or bed, slide heel towards your bottom. There's nothing, I mean, if you're not able to pull that off, seriously, get ready for the Viking funeral. Have them put you in a dinghy with Sterno and have them fire the flaming arrow out into the sea because you should just check out.
Carla,
heel slides.
Help me to the couch. It's time to do the heel slides.
Heel slides.
Oh, sliding the foot up. Oh,
but I guess if you've got a bad hip, that can be painful.
Sure.
And I do, but I can do all these exercises. Well, I guess I can because... they're not going to hurt me when I'm doing it.
Right.
Short arc quads where you put a rolled up towel under your ass and then you lift your leg up, keeping your thigh on the towel. That's kind of another quad thing. Knee extension, you know what that is.
Yeah.
If you've been in a gym, that's basically kicking your knee out. Armchair push-ups. This is the one that is, hello, help me out of the chair.
Oh, no.
Armchair push-ups is just push-ups. Getting out of a chair.
Yeah.
Yeah, but you know
get
what,
a sturdy
Ron?
Chair, Mike.
Do you have arms? Do you have arms on that chair?
On this one, yeah.
Okay, do 20.
Of what, pushing myself out of the chair?
Without your legs.
All right, hold on.
Without your legs. All
right. 19.
One.
Two. Three. Four. Uh-huh. Five. By the way, six. Send the podcasting award, seven, mm-hmm. to our studio.
They're super
eight.
Easy.
Yeah, they're not that bad, Mike. Nine.
Uh-oh. Well, 10. We'll have you do all the 20.
He's turning red.
You're
oh, he gave up? Oh, come on.
In the interest of moving
he's
along.
Out of breath.
They're not easy. Because you get, and you were rocking, too. They want you to kind
thank
of
you,
like,
Mike. You are, too.
On fire. He's oh, he is.
The thing about it is they want, because of crutches and that
oh,
after
true.
The hip, they want you to strengthen your arms. This exercise will strengthen your arms for walking with crutches or a walker. Which I will have at the Improv.
Oh, and by the way,
5th.
We're gonna chip in and get you two tennis balls to put on the front of your mm-hmm. walker, so you look good.
TMOS tennis ball.
Here's where the 8-year old boy can the 8-year old boy look any more elderly in this picture? Those are the mini squats. Mini squats.
He looks right elderly, underfed, and perhaps with an unhealthy relationship with his uncle.
Have
and
you then prepared your son yeah. for this surgery? Have you told him daddy's going?
No, oh. Don't have to do that. No, he's 2. Who cares? Anyway,
he's
going to
love
10.
The walker. He's going to think it's the best toy ever.
Yeah,
all right, so
over.
There's one exercise, the seated. This is the one that I can't stand.
Okay.
Because I have been favoring this for so long. The seated hamstring stretch. I hated it in hockey when I was 17 years old. I hate it now, you know, where you just basically stretch your hammy. That's horrible. And your hammies, when you have bad hips, your hammies get tight, and it is painful. And I have to say, of the 10 exercises, that's the one I kind of blow.
Oh, you see, you can't do that.
That's the one you probably have to do the most.
Mm-hmm. It's the most important.
There they go. All
right.
Again. Say goodbye to the old couple. There they are. Honey, I've got a new hip, and I'm horny.
Time to trade up.
Yeah, let's bone.
Let's bone now. We'll take a break, and we will arc right back with news you may not need on the Mike O'Mara Show. Noah's Ark. Hands up
if you're down to get. For the very first time at the legendary DC Improv, it's the Mike O'Mara Show, live. I can make your hands clap. Saturday, November 5th. I can make your hands clap. It's Mike, Rob, and Oscar on stage doing a live taping of your favorite show. The fun starts at 3 p.m. Take your listening experience to the next level.
The next level.
Be a part of the live studio audience.
Live studio audience.
Don't miss this historic performance.
Historic performance.
Special guests, surprises, games, and watch it all happen right before your very eyes. The Mike O'Mara Show, live Saturday, November 5th at 3 p.m. at the DC Improv. Tickets available at DCImprov.com. Watch, listen, laugh, party. The Mike O'Mara Show live.
Wonderful. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by Stamps.com. By now, trips to the post office probably seem like second nature to you, but trust me, it only seems easy because you've been doing your mailing and shipping the old-fashioned way your whole life.
Yeah.
But think of all the hassle, dropping what you're doing, driving there, fighting for a parking space, and then the lines. God, it's a pain. You hate it. Luckily, there is a better way. It's Stamps.com, the better way to buy postage. Just use your own computer and printer to buy and print official U.S. postage for any letter or package. You can do it. It's fast and easy. Stamps.com, no guesswork, and it's easy to get the exact postage for any letter, any package, and any class of mail the moment you need it. No expensive postage meters and no more trips to the post office. We have used Stamps.com for years, and we adore it. You will, too. Right now, you can use our code TMOS for this special offer. It's a 4-week trial, a $110 bonus offer that includes postage and a digital scale. Don't wait. Go to stamps.com, and before you do anything else, click on the microphone at the top of the homepage and type in TMOS. That's stamps.com and TMOS. You, my friends, will never have to go to the post office again.
News.
Well, one of the things I wear down here, and a lot of people down in Florida do, and a lot of people everywhere do, Crocs. I don't wear the regular Crocs that, like, Mario Batali wears, but I wear Crocs sandals. I wear Croc sandals. I wear them almost every day.
Do you have giblets?
What are giblets?
The little things you put in your crocs?
I think they were gibbets.
Oh. My son does. My son has little baseball and little helicopters and stuff.
Because wearing giblets would actually have like a turkey liver in your shoe.
Are they called giblets?
I think they're called gibbets.
Yes. Gibbets. Golf balls, maybe?
Yeah.
He's got a golf ball on his, nice. But I don't have the closed-end croc.
Oh.
I have croc sandals.
Carrie has those. Carrie wears them. Croc sandals, yeah.
They're phenomenal. Yeah. They're the best footwear I've ever had in my life. I like them. Crocs try to, repel customers with their look. But for some reason, we keep buying them. Maybe this will get you off them. Dr. Megan Leahy is a podiatrist in Chicago, and she says you really shouldn't wear Crocs. Quote, they're not suitable for all-day use. They do not adequately secure the heel. So now the thing is, the Croc sandals I wear have a strap behind the heel, so I think they do.
Yeah.
Regular Crocs, in most cases, don't have the heel thing.
The Batali slip-on, Mike?
The Batali stinky slip-on. That's what it is.
I bet he would have a turkey liver in his shoe.
She says that can lead to foot pain, tendonitis, nail problems, corns, even deformed toes. Deformed toes. So if you're a croc wearer, that's the first story for you. It probably isn't surprising to hear that most of the food celebrities endorse is unhealthy. Mm-hmm. Think about it. What are they promoting? Soda, sports drinks, energy drinks, snacks, candy, fast food. You really don't see Britney Spears, Drake, Justin Timberlake being paid millions of dollars to promote, healthy stuff like fruits and vegetables.
Superfoods.
A new study in the journal Pediatrics looked at 590 endorsements from 163 celebrities. Most of them were for consumer goods like perfume and makeup. The second biggest group was food and beverage. 71% of the 69 non-alcoholic beverages, the advertisements, promoted sugar drinks.
Hmm.
And 81% of the foods in 26 ads were unhealthy or nutrient poor. So, celebs are selling us the crap. That's what they
spend. Because the other stuff will probably sell itself because it's got a better reputation. So you need to get this stuff jammed down our throat with Drake.
The study noted that 82% of the celebrities used in the ads for soda, fast food, and snacks have been nominated for Teen Choice Awards.
All right.
So there's a good chance they're being selected because they're popular and recognizable with kids. Look, it's the great conspiracy. Big Sugar, right?
Yeah,
it's
I won't drink anything unless Melissa McCarthy says it's good.
Early this year, we heard that Hugh Hefner had the Playboy Mansion on the market for $200 million. And even with that price tag, the buyer would have to agree to let Hef stay there until he died. Well, now it's been sold.
3 weeks.
Three weeks. 3 weeks. Deformed toes.
Damn.
Did you see who bought it?
Man named Darren Metropolis. I swear to God, that's his name.
I'm sure that's not his real name. His real name is David Metropolis.
Well, it's spelled in that Greek way, Metropoulos. He bought it for a price that is in the nine digits.
Okay.
He knows Hef because he bought a neighboring estate from him for $18 million back in 2009. And once Hef passes away, he's going to connect the two properties.
You know how old he is?
How old is Darren Metropolis?
32 years old.
Oh, go
is
to
he
hell.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
By the way, some guys watch porn. Oscar reads about these guys.
Well, it was in the Wall Street Journal, and I opened up. I was like, who bought Hef's mansion? And then I did a little more research because I heard the name. Well, look, in full disclosure, his father is a billionaire who owns the Twinkies company.
He owns Pabst, too.
The family businesses purchased and revived several brands, Bumblebee, Chef Boyardee, Pam Cooking Spray, Pabst Blue Ribbon, Hostess. He saved the Twinkie. This is the family that saved the Twinkie.
The son, though, is the name on the purchaser, and he is 32 years old.
Since they saved Bumblebee, do you think they'll be able to do some sort of tie-in between the Playboy Mansion and Tuna Fish? That would be great, wouldn't it?
Welcome to the... What is the grotto?
Oh, wait a second. That was a surprise. I didn't think that would happen.
Grotto. We're having some tuna sandwiches down at the grotto.
Go chop celery.
Some of the value propositions for the Playboy Mansion are that they have a zoo license, and they're the only one of the private homes in Los Angeles that have a zoo license.
You know, isn't it fun when he wakes up and he cares about something? It's really, it's truly spectacular.
Hey, so man, after we save Pabst, we're going to open a zoo.
He says, this guy, Darren Petopoulos, He says that he wants to preserve the heritage of the Playboy magazine. If he's 32, it makes total sense to him, right? We know what that heritage is. That's awesome. He still wants to have babes over and have parties.
He's not going to do anything to probably update the mansion, but it'll still be the Playboy mansion.
He's going to update.
Very cool.
He'll update the things they show on movie night.
And then they'll have tuna sandwiches for everybody from Bumblebee, and they'll be in the middle of one of those giant pools on a big arc.
And they know where to get the cream filling.
Thank you. Okay.
Too far.
A
little bit.
Twinkies. A lot of trouble here. Well, let's pour water on it. Renee Zellweger.
Me.
Yeah, absolutely. She
new face.
She basically disappeared from 2010 up until last year when she returned with her brand new eyes. Now she says she just wanted to try living a normal life. All right. Here's the quote. I was fatigued and wasn't taking the time I needed to recover between projects. And it caught up with me. I got sick of the sound of my own voice. It was time to go away and grow up a bit. All right. Well, that's kind of a little self-deprecating, so I like that.
But you know what? It was okay when she was away. Why did she have to mess with it?
Here's the thing, though. She's still got that whole Hollywood thing. Listen, this is the quote. I found anonymity so I could have exchanges with people on a human level and be seen and heard and not be defined by this image that precedes me. Okay. You just lost
the many-faced god from Game of Thrones.
I shall always remember her as Liddy preferred to her as...
Does she want her eyes back? Does she want her eyes back?
Renee Zellweger.
The girl with no name.
Good luck to her. By the way, that's another thing. We didn't get to it yesterday.
I don't want to spoil it for anyone.
But George R.R. Martin, he doesn't like that girl.
No.
Good. How do you like to be in that scene? God, she just gets the crap kicked out of her. And then, well, I won't tell you what happened in the most recent episode. Poor little thing.
You're so caring.
This, what's her, do we know her name?
Aria.
Know the, Aria. Poor thing. Poor thing. Hope she's okay. That's it. No more spoilers. This technically has nothing to do with Hillary Clinton, but the timing wasn't good. Sunday, just 2 days before the California primary, Hillary's brother-in-law, Roger Clinton, got busted for DUI in California. He posted bail and is due back in court in September. It's no big for Hillary, though, even though she'd still like to win California. She's the presumptive nominee, according to AP and NBC. Roger is Bill Clinton's half-brother. We've heard of him before.
Roger's been a mess for years.
Checkered past, I believe.
During Bill's presidency, he had the Secret Service code name Headache.
Wow.
That's funny.
That is great.
He spent time in federal prison in the 80s on a cocaine charge, but Billy pardoned him on his last day in office in 2001. A month later, Roger got a DUI. So Roger's a train wreck.
I think anyone who is irresponsible enough to get a DUI is a bad person.
Thank you, Rob. Back in 2004, Oprah set the record for the biggest giveaway on TV when she gave everyone in her audience a car.
Car, free car.
You get a car. Or at least a car that would only cost you about $7,000 after taxes and fees were accounted for. There were 276 people in that audience, and the giveaway had a total value of just under $8 million. Well, John Oliver trumped her on Last Week Tonight on Sunday.
What do you do?
Not only did he nearly double Oprah's giveaway, but his didn't come with a tax hit. He was doing a bit on the unregulated debt buying business. And to prove a point about how easy it is to start a shady debt buying company, he spent $50 to set one up for himself. He's done stuff like this before.
This is so brilliant. This is an amazing story.
He then bought nearly $15 million worth of medical debt from Texas for $60,000, which gave him access to 9,000 people's personal information, including names, home addresses, and social security numbers. Then he forgave all of it. He forgave the debt. All of it.
Isn't that amazing?
It's beautiful. He said, quote, on one hand, it's obviously the right thing to do, but much more importantly, we'd be staging the largest one-time giveaway in television show history. How much did he buy? How much was the debt? $15 million worth of debt.
So it was bad debt that he bought.
He bought for 60 grand.
Because they're not going to get paid back.
They're like, you buy this bad debt from us, it's yours. Bet. He bought it for $60,000. He said, you know what? Forget about it.
Yep. And nobody's going to see the money
that
probably
is
anyway.
Brilliant.
It's so smart.
Brilliant. I love that move. What a cool thing. That I got to start watching that guy regularly. And now a little something something. A 33-year-old guy named Shane Stahl from Tarpon Springs, Florida. Here it is. Was busted on Friday for shoplifting a bunch of kale from Walmart. He was also stealing croutons and bagged salad. A security guard caught him pushing his cart out the store without paying and called the cops. Shane was arrested for retail theft, and he's still being held in jail since he's been caught stealing from that same Walmart before. He's not saying much, even though the cops keep, you know, opening the door every few hours, opening and saying, "Let us talk to you." I'm looking forward to that all day. What does that say about me? It says I'm not normal. We will take a break. Please, let us talk to you. This is a stupid show. We'll be right back, everybody. The audio ball coming up.
Hi, I'm Cake.
And I'm Cookie.
Do you think I have a problem?
A few.
Do you think the problem is best exhibited in the fact that I ranted out to my children about seedless watermelon?
I think it's the amount of booze you had to rant out about seedless watermelon that might be your problem.
Could be, but we get to the bottom of it this week on the Cake and Cookies show. You see, when I was a boy, watermelon had seeds.
Cake and Cookies, Rob and Katie. It's the Rob and Katie Show.
I don't want to spotlight anything in that promo, but it was Katie's pronunciation of seedless watermelon.
Well, you know, she's got the jaw thing going on.
Is it the mouth guard, or is that the way she's going to always say?
I think the mouth guard will eventually correct it, but by the time we finished, I don't want to spotlight this either, but by the time we finished taping last night, her mouth was bleeding. She's still hurting pretty bad.
Oh, now, see, now you make me feel horrible.
No, I thought it was great. I said, just two more promos. Come on, man up.
Welcome back to our show. Binging is the best. I binge watch my favorite TV shows, and now, thanks to Texture, it's the best way to read magazines. Texture lets you get all the magazines you want in one super convenient place, right on your tablet or smartphone. Binge, baby, binge. Oscar, you've been binging on your magazine content.
Yeah,
too,
a couple
right,
things.
Baby?
One, CNET has a magazine, and they have your tech buying guide. You cannot go wrong for the spring and summer. Also, a special edition of Sports Illustrated chronicles Muhammad Ali's life,
awesome.
And it is a special edition. The entire magazine is just about Muhammad Ali.
Cool.
You guys like Viggo Mortensen? Do you like that guy?
Good actor, yeah. Mm-hmm.
My Texture
Fantastic.
Content, I there is a profile in Esquire of Viggo Mortensen, which just makes him such a cool, down-to-earth guy. And I always thought Viggo was kind of a guy from another land, especially mm-hmm. with the whole Lord of the Rings deal.
Yeah.
No, Viggo's born and raised in the great U.S. of A., and it's a fascinating profile on how down-to-earth the guy is. And that's in Esquire. You can get all this content on Texture. I don't just binge on Esquire and Golf Digest. The Texture editorial team recommends new content for me every day. Stop worrying about getting crushed by that ever-growing stack of magazines in your house. You can read all your magazines on your phone or your tablet. It's fantastic. The best part, Texture is offering a free trial right now. When you go to texture.com/TMOS, you'll get immediate access to all of the top magazines, including back issues and bonus video content. Try Texture for free right now at texture.com/TMOS. That's texture.com/TMOS, and you can do it for free, ladies and gentlemen. For Tuesday, June 7th, let's open up the audio vault with Rob Spiewak. Take it away, Rob.
You know, when we played the name game, we should have used the name Viggo.
Viggo
Mortensen.
Eastern okay, promises.
Now you watched the Penguins game last night. They
Parts
won.
Of it.
And did you see the national anthem?
They did not.
No. Oh, you're gonna love this. This is James
Metallica,
Hetfield.
Right?
Yes, James Hetfield and Kirk Hammett from Metallica. And what they did is they had personalized guitars with the team logos, and they're auctioning them for charity.
Cool.
But they did such a. Even though it's heavy metal, a really reverent version of it, accurate. And I love when they take the national anthem and do it true, but make it their own. I thought it was a really good version of it. So check that out.
You know, super cool start to the game. And then, of course, San Jose. You know, it looks like it's going to be Pittsburgh. I'm sorry that I sound so sad about that. We have a lot of Pittsburgh Penguins fans that listen to the show. We have a lot of San Jose Sharks fans as well.
Sharks.
It's just, it's been a hell of a run for Pittsburgh. There's some lucky fans.
And it's a great town.
Yeah, Pittsburgh. We were there.
Sure.
We went to a Hofbrauhaus there, didn't we?
Oh, that's right. I nearly
where
killed myself.
Where the that meeting they had with all the hats, the blue hats.
Right? Oh, that's right. It was they really favored one particular thing. I just can't recall what it was. They were very enthusiastic about a certain aspect of life.
Yeah.
Magic hats. All right. So anyway, good luck to the Penguins, I suppose. But I thought that was a really good version of the anthem. This was trending on Facebook yesterday. This kid looked to be about 4 years old to me. And he gave a very, very, I thought, well thought out argument about why he never wants to be married. We have this on our Facebook page if you'd like to see the video in its entirety.
I'm not going to be married at all.
Why?
I don't want to be married. Are you kidding?
I thought you wanted to be a dad.
I would be scared.
Why?
Well, because I don't want to kiss anyone.
How come?
Well, if they kiss me, they sometimes do it with spit.
So you don't like spit?
No.
No. Who does it with spit?
Well... Some kids do it with spit, and I don't like it. Girls like Kiana.
Oh, he threw Kiana right under the bus. Oh. She kisses with spit.
Would Dad have a little video in the back or a little
I think there was music playing in the background.
Or did somebody dub that in? You know, hey, note to all people that put a YouTube in. Please, especially your little montages.
Yeah.
Please don't put music back.
No, keep it
dry. Stop with your production.
Yeah.
I can't stand it. I mean, I surf YouTube religiously, and sometimes I'll get on a real kick. I will immediately turn it off if it's like...
They love that. Oh, they love the heavy metal.
If I want to see speedboats flipping over, I want to hear real audio.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Wouldn't you like to hear the actual sound?
Now knows what I'm looking at. Yeah. Probably look at this.
The actual sound of someone wiping out on a skateboard without heavy metal? Yeah. We don't need it.
Don't give me sound effects. The sound effects is the water and the splash and the loss of life.
That's right.
By the way...
The plaintiff cries for help.
Mm-hmm. I know both of you have never surfed this, but you know what the biggest culprit is? The biggest culprit?
What?
Hockey fights.
Really? Oh, yeah, music. Yeah. Music in the background.
Oh, it sucks.
Always, and it's always like, rah, 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 rah.
We're going to put a gun in a hockey fight for you right now.
Oh, my God. Look at the time. Real quick, Matt Damon gave the commencement speech at MIT.
Yes.
And he is so cool. We've met him. He's such a nice guy. He did is he read the initial MIT newspaper review for Good Will Hunting.
So I'm quoting here. Good Will Hunting is very entertaining, but then again, any movie partially set at MIT has to be. In the end, the reviewer writes, the actual character development flies out the window. Will and Sean talk, bond, solve each other's problems, and then cry and hug each other. After said crying and hugging, the movie ends. Such feel-good pretentiousness is definitely not my mug of eggnog.
Oh, what a douche.
That kind of hurts.
That kind of hurts. I love that he can be that genuinely self-deprecating.
That's
what a great
awesome.
Speaker. That is your Magic Audio Vault. Have a great Tuesday, everybody.
That's it. Another Mike O'Mara Show is come and gone. Be sure and join us again for more fun and more thrills at MikeO'MaraShow.com. If you want to correspond with our show with a letter or package, send it to TMOS Box 2796, Leesburg, Virginia 20177. To get your message or birthday request into our mailbag, send it along to Rob with two B's at MikeO'MaraShow.com. And we're coming to D.C., TMOS, live at the Improv. You asked for it, you got it. Saturday, November 5th at the legendary D.C. Improv. We will be on stage doing an entire episode in front of a live studio audience. That's everybody. If you want to come and get your tickets, you kind of have to do it quick.
Quick, please.
Mm-hmm. Maybe it might be too late already, but I hope it's not. I hope you get a chance to come and see us. DCImprov.com. Get yours today and join us for this huge TMOS event. You can find all the info you need at MikeO'MaraShow.com. For Oscar Santana, Rob Spiewak, Mike O'Mara saying so long, everybody. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Ciao.
Chimney.
One last thing. Please remember that MikeO'MaraShow.com/Amazon is the best way to shop for anything and everything. So, shop Amazon and get there through our website. Always open at MikeO'MaraShow.com/Amazon. Now, go in peace.
Remember the 5th of November.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.